我们打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Let us open First Thessalonians. Let us open from chapter 3, verses 11 to 13.
请弟兄姐妹可以同声的来读。
Let us read it in unison.
愿神
now,
我们的父
God, and Father,
和我们的主耶稣
Jesus,
一直引领我们到你们那里去。又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，在你儿子复活的清晨
，Heavenly Father, on the morning of your son's resurrection,
我们这一群蒙恩蒙爱的儿女们
this group of your children who are through under your love,
我们可以相聚在你的脚前，就是恩典。
It is a blessing that we can gather before your feet.
我们可以借着诗歌借着祷告来敬拜你也是恩典。
And it is also a blessing that through the hymns and our prayer that we can worship you.
我们能够听你对我们要说的话更是恩典。
And it is even more so a blessing that we can hear the word you want to speak to us.
因为你乐意向我们启示你的儿子。
For you're willing to reveal your son unto us.
我们何等的渴望能够听见你的声音。
How much we thirst for your voice.
我们何等的渴望你能够满足我们的心。
And how much we thirst for you to satisfy our heart.
所以我们等候在你的脚前。
So we await before your feet.
我们相信你要来对我们说话。
We truly believe that you will speak to us.
我们就这样子的祷告。
And we pray in this way.
是靠耶稣基督宝贝的名。
And by the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.我们跟弟兄姊妹一起来分享这一段圣经已经有好几次了。
So it's been several times that we've shared about this passage.
整个这段圣经就是在讲的一个做牧人的心。
This entire passage speaks of someone who is a shepherd.
做牧人的心，今天我们来到这个最后的这一段。
As we approach the last section of this piece about the shepherd.
是讲到一个牧人怎么为他所爱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
It speaks of how a shepherd prays for the brothers and sisters he loves.
我请你们原谅我要重复。
Forgive me for repeating.
因为很多人一听到牧人就觉得跟我没关系。
Because a lot of people when they hear about the word shepherd, they feel that it's unrelated to them.
我们都觉得那是别人的事。
We all feel it is someone else's issue or item.
我盼望弟兄姐妹记住。
So I hope brothers and sisters can remember.
每一个重生得救的人。
Everyone who is born again.
你是神的孩子。
You are the child of God.
你就是君尊的祭司。
And then you are a holy priesthood.
你就在神的国度中扮演一个牧人的角色。
And because of that, you are a shepherd in the house of the Lord.
神会在你的生命中托几个人让你来牧养。
God will give you several people in your life for you to shepherd.
可能是你老婆。
Perhaps it is your spouse.
可能是你老公。
Or your husband.
可能是你孩子。
Or your child.
可能是你教的主日学的学生
or even the Sunday school children you're teaching.
可能是你带的一个小组
or perhaps a small group.
可能是一群比较愿意跟你在一起学习追求的弟兄姐妹
or perhaps it's a group of brothers and sisters willing to seek after the Lord with you.
你在神的面前
before the Lord.
你就是他们的牧人。
You are their shepherd.
你就需要学做牧人应该有的心。
And you therefore need to learn the heart that a shepherd should have.
那一个做牧养的人应该怎么为他所牧养的人祷告呢？
So therefore, how should a shepherd pray for those who he shepherds?
这里的教导
So the teaching here
并不是关于牧人祷告的全部。
It is not concerning it does not concern the complete picture of how a shepherd should pray.
但是这里的教导却让我们看到一个有牧人心的人他祷告的一个很重要的一个内容。
But here the teaching tells us a very important point of how a shepherd should pray.
如果我们读这三节的圣经
If we read these three verses,
你就发现保罗在这里的祷告有两个事情。
You will find that there are two items that Paul mentions here.
一个是祷告说求主引导保罗和他的同工们可以到帖撒罗尼迦去。
And one is regarding leading Paul and his co-workers to Thessalonica.
保罗他的道路。
So Paul's path, his way.
是在神的手中。
It is in the will of God.
他恳求神让他能够去与他所爱的弟兄姐妹在一起。
He prays to God so that he can be with the brothers and sisters he loved.
保罗求的第二件事
The second item prays for
是帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹在爱心上可以增长。
He prays that the brothers and sisters there may grow in their love.
当他们的爱心增长的时候
when their love grows,
他们才可以预备好来迎接主。
Only then are they well prepared to receive the Lord.
我们常常想说我们要预备自己迎接主。
A lot of times we think about we need to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord.
怎么预备自己迎接主？
How do we prepare ourselves to receive the Lord?
我们需要在爱心上增长。
That we need to grow in our love.
只有我们的爱心增长以后
Only until our love grows.
我们才会真正的预备自己
Only then do we really know how to prepare ourselves.
我们怎么知道预备好了呢？
How do we know we are well prepared?
你会发现你的心理坚固不坚固
You will find whether or not your heart is strengthened.
你会发现你里面圣洁不圣洁。
And you will find whether or not you are holy.
你会发现到底你是不是一个无可责备的人。
And you will find whether or not you are a blameless individual.
在这一段的圣经里
In this passage,
保罗很清楚地让我们看到
Paul clearly shows us
他是多么的渴望与他所爱的弟兄姐妹在一起。
How much he longs to be with the brothers and sisters he loved.
我希望我们每一个人都记住这一点。
I hope every one of us remembers this point.
你如果希望你可以影响别人。
If you hope to
influence
individual, other people.
你必须跟他在一起。
You must be with those people.
你必须花时间跟他在一起。
And you must spend time with them.
你必须喜欢跟他在一起。
And you must like to be with them.
我看过很多 teenager 的父母。
I've seen a lot of parents of teenagers.
他们恨不得他们的 teenager 从这个地球上消失。
And they really hope that their teenager could probably disappear from the earth.
等他们长大了再回来。
And then when they're grown up, they leave.
当孩子们来找他们这个事那个事的时候
when the children comes and asking for this and that
他们常常会说不要烦我我没有时间
and they often say don't bother me I don't have enough time for this
去找你妈妈
go find your mother
我们根本不喜欢花时间跟他在一起
we don't like to spend time with them
我们在教会服侍
We serve in church.
多少的时候 我们也不喜欢跟弟兄姐妹在一起哦。
How often we don't really like to be with the brothers and sisters.
这家好头痛啊。
And this family is so much trouble.
哎呀，那家我跟他在一起我就生气啊。
And the other family, when I'm with them, I get upset.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
你做牧人
，as a shepherd,
你要跟他们在一起。
You must be with them.
你要喜欢。跟他们在一起。
You must like to be with them.
很多人问我。
A lot of people ask me.
为什么你们二里路的那些小孩子这么听你的话？
Why do the kids from the Smile Fellowship they listen to you?
你有什么秘诀？
Is there any secret?
我说没有。
I said no.
他们喜欢跟我在一起。
They like to be with me.
因为我喜欢跟他们在一起。
Because I like to be with them.
当你真的喜欢跟别人在一起的时候
，When you truly like to be with someone，
你才有可能把神的话影响在他的生命中。
Only then do you have the possibility of influencing their life with the word of God.
我以前很笨。
I was very dumb in the past.
不是说现在就不笨了。
Not to say that I'm no longer dumb.
只是现在没有那么笨。
But not so much anymore.
我以前以为只要把上帝的话讲给别人听，别人就会得到帮助。
In the past, I thought that if you just speak the word of God to the others, and they will listen, they will be helped.
我现在知道。
Now I know.
不是的。
It is not so.
你可以讲得再对。
You could be so correct in whatever you're saying.
你可以讲得再好。
And you could be so eloquent in whatever you're speaking.
如果在你讲的时候你没有爱
，But when you if you do not have love when you're speaking，
你讲的对的东西，人家照样听不进去。
And the correct things that you speak of, people will not listen。
人家照样不会从你得帮助。
And in the same way, they will not receive help from you。
这个可以用在夫妻上面。
And this could be used in between husband and wife。
这可以用在父母跟儿女。
This can be used between parent and their children.
这个更重要的应该用在教会的同工。
And this should even more importantly be used in church.
保罗真是巴望跟他们在一起。
Paul truly longed to be with the brothers and sisters.
而且他知道。
And he knows.
是神亲自引导他。
And it is God that has led him.
God himself.是神亲自来带领他。
And God himself led Paul.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
如果不是神给我们机会。
If God did not give us the opportunity.
如果不是神帮助我们。
If God did not help us.
我们没有一个人会。
None of us is able.
因为我们都是罪人。
For we are all sinners.
罪的本性就是不喜欢跟别人在一起。
And the nature of sin is to not like to be with others.
因为罪的本性就是自私。
Because the nature of sin is selfishness.
但是在神的恩典中
But within in the grace of God.
当神的爱融化我们的时候
When his love melts us.
你会发觉我们乐意的把自己打开。
You will find that we're willing and we love to open ourselves up.
你知道为什么我们不喜欢真的跟别人非常亲近吗
？Do you know why we don't like to be very close with others？
因为你跟别人真的亲近的时候，别人就有机会认识你里面真实的光景。
Because when you're close to others, others has the opportunity to really know the true you.
做父母的都不太希望儿女看穿他们哦。
As parents probably don't really want their children to see who they are.
因为做父母的最希望孩子做的就是 do what I say.
Because as a parent wants the children to do as, you know, as they say.
做父母的很不喜欢孩子 do what I do.
And parents do not want the children to do as they do.
但是你真的要爱一个人。
But you need to love someone.
你必须向那个人打开。
You must open yourself up to that person.
你们知道吗
？Do you know？
当你向别人打开你自己的时候
，When you open yourselves up to someone，
很危险。
It's very dangerous。
那个时候别人就可以伤害你。
Then that person has the opportunity to hurt you.
别人可以批评你。
Others can criticize you.
别人可以对你有意见。
Others can be unhappy, upset with you.
这就是为什么我们都喜欢伪装。
This is why we love to pretend.
这是为什么我们跟人家在一起的时候，我们是在一起却不在一起。
So when we're with others, we're really not with them.
我们把自己用厚厚的伪装包起来。
And we cloak ourselves with all different kinds of things.
我们嘴巴讲的全是属灵的话。
And the words we speak are all spiritual.
但是全是废话。
But it is all things that are unnecessary.
因为别人碰不到你的自己。
Because others cannot touch you.
愿意被别人伤害。
You should be willing to be hurt by others.
用英文来讲是 make yourself vulnerable. 让你自己可能被别人伤害是爱的第一步。
To allow yourself to be vulnerable is the first step of love.
主耶稣到地上来做人。
So when God came to earth to be a man,
我常常替天父想。
I always thought for the Heavenly Father.
天父多难受啊。
How painful it must be for the Father.
他的心肝宝贝变成一个小 baby 啊。
That his love, his beloved son is now a child, a little baby.
谁都可以伤害他。
That anyone is able to hurt him.
连蚂蚁都可以咬他。
Even the ants can bite him.
他没有办法保护他自己啊。
There's no way that he can protect himself.
但是弟兄姊妹你知道吗
But brother and sister, do you know?
就是因为我们的主让自己成为可受伤害的。
It is only because that our Lord made him vulnerable.
他才会上十字架。
That he can get on, he is upon the cross.
他才能够买赎我们。
That he can redeem us and complete us.
我们今天
Today ourselves.
你要服侍人吗
？If you want to serve someone,
你要愿意跟别人在一起。
You must be willing to be with them.
你要愿意把自己向别人打开。
You must be willing to open yourselves up to them.
愿意接受别人对你的伤害。
And be willing to be vulnerable and to accept
the hurt.
你
知道，在这个末了的时代。
You know, in the end times,
不法的事真多。The lawless,
the lawlessness is numerous.
人的爱心就冷淡了。
And people's hearts are cold.
所以我们每一个人都把自己保护得非常好。
So every one of us will protect ourselves very well.
这是为什么今天在神的儿女中间。越来越没有真实弟兄的相爱。
And that is why today there are less and less so of a true love between the brothers and sisters.
保罗为他们祷告。
So Paul prayed for them.
祷告求他们彼此相爱的心。
And pray that they would love one another.
以及爱众人的心都能增长。
And also the love for everyone to grow.
我上一次稍微讲到一点这方面。
Last time I mentioned a little bit about this.
彼此相爱。
To love one another.
这是讲到对教会里面的人。
This is speaking of the people in church.
教会的每一个弟兄姐妹。
Every brother and sisters in church.
这个难不难
Is it difficult?
啊？不难啊。
It's easy.
难不难
Is it difficult?
难，你要爱教会里面某几个人不难。
It's easy to love just a couple of people in church.
要爱教会里面每一个弟兄姐妹很难的。
It is very difficult to love all the brothers and sisters in church.
但是最讨厌的是保罗说他们的爱心增长到一个地步，不只是爱弟兄姐妹，还要爱众人。
And it's the annoying piece is that their love grows to such an extent that they love everyone in church, but also love basically not just everyone in church, but everyone.
包括那些不信主的人。
Including those who do not believe.
更难。
It's even more difficult.
主最近带了几个年轻人到我的生命中。
So recently, God brought several youth into my life.
不信主。
They're unbelievers.
而且很坏。
And they're very bad.
我实在不想爱他们。
And I truly don't want to love them.
因为我看了我就讨厌。
Because when I see them, I get very upset. I'm annoyed.
怎么这么年轻就这么坏？
How can you be so young but yet so bad?
但是我发现。
But I find.
如果我不能够爱他，
I realize that if I cannot love them,
我就不懂得耶稣怎么会爱我。
Then I will not understand how Jesus can love me.
因为我跟他的差距，
because the distance between me and him
是有限的，
is limited.
神跟我的差距是无限的，
but the distance between us and God is infinite.
无限大的圣洁的神可以爱我这么坏的人。
The infinite God, holy God, can love a person as myself.
我这个比较跟那个人比起来，我比较好的人。
When I compare myself, I'm slightly better than the other individual.
我却有这么大的困难去爱那个比我坏的人。
But I have such a difficulty to love someone who is a little bit not as good as myself.
你就发现
You'll find
我们里面真是没有爱
That there's no love in us
但是让我们记住
But let's not forget
基督徒的记号是什么
What is the mark of a Christian
你们如果彼此相爱
If you love one another
人就知道你们是我的门徒了
Then people, they will know that you're my disciples
这是我们的记号
This is our mark
所以保罗为他们祷告。
So when Paul prays for them,
保罗知道在每一个信徒的生命中最重要的一件事。
Paul knows the most important piece in every believer's life.
就是要有神的爱。
It is that we need to have the love of God.
要让他们的爱心能够增长，能够充足。
That their love may grow and maybe overflow.
这个爱不是我们天然的人可以有的。
This love is not so, a natural man can have.
这一个爱乃是圣灵所结的果子。
And this love is the fruit of the Spirit.
只有我们持续不断地被圣灵充满。
Only if we continue to be filled with the Spirit.
只有圣灵才能够把这个爱坐在我们的里面。
Only the Holy Spirit can place this love in our heart.
我们在教会中
When we're in church,
要彼此相爱
We need to love one another,
并且要有爱众人的心
And we need to have the love for everyone.
这个很重要
This is very important.
如果我们在教会里面只会爱几家人的话
If we can only love several families in church,
要不了多久
It won't take very long.
我们就会在教会里面分门结党
And we willbe very divisive and we'll have groups and
我们常常听服侍年轻人的人说
a lot of times we hear people who serve the youth say
哎呀年轻人他们常常就是有 click
the youth they have clicks all the time
啊他们就是那一小群他们都不让别的小孩子进去他们那一群
and there's that small group of children who doesn't like everybody else
我听到这种话
when I hear this
我就常常说
and I think
你以为只有小孩子干这种事啊
do you think that only kids do this?
连老头子都干这种事
Even the seniors do this.
我们的年长团契也有六七十个人
Our senior fellowship has around 60-70 people.
而且这几年不知道为什么那个六十岁的人都不去年长团契的
And for some reason the 60-year-olds don't go to senior fellowship anymore.
都是什么七八十岁的才去的
And only the 70s and 80-year-olds.
结果我们年长团契的人就发觉这几个是跟这几个讲话的那几个是跟那几个讲话的
And the people in senior fellowship finds that there are several people these speak to them and then the other people speak to the other people
彼此相爱
To love one another
而不是分门结党
And not to in groups and cliques
因为在教会中什么时候分门结党
Because whenever we divide into groups
教会就失去了传福音的能力
The church loses its ability to share the gospel.
增长
To grow, to increase.
充足
And to overflow.
增长
To increase.
很重要
It's very important.
爱要越来
越多。
Love needs to grow more and more.
多到一个地步。
To such an extent.
是流出来的。
That it flows out.
很多弟兄姊妹。
A lot of brothers and sisters.
不喜欢擘饼聚会。
They don't like the Lord's table.
他们觉得很无聊。
They feel it's very boring.
他们觉得就听你们几个人祷告。
They feel that we're just listening to several people pray.
然后你们祷告呢又不够大声。
And you don't pray very loud.
我们也听不清楚。
And we cannot really hear clearly.
而且我们发觉你们的祷告，祷告来祷告去都讲一样的话。
And we feel that when you pray, it's all around the same words.
所以有些弟兄姊妹不喜欢擘饼聚会。
So some of the brothers and sisters don't like the Lord's table.
可是弟兄姊妹，我告诉你。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you this.
你在擘饼聚会里面。
At the Lord's table.
是最好让你爱心增长的一个聚会。
It is the best meeting to help increase your love.
如果你会擘饼聚会的话
if you know the Lord's table,
if you know how to participate in the Lord's table, 大部分人都不会
so a lot of people, they don't really know how,
就坐在那边等啊
so they basically wait, sit there and wait,
很无聊就点一条歌唱一唱
so they get bored and they pick a song and sing,
弟兄姐妹擘饼聚会是你好好的求圣灵把神的爱充满在你里面的时候。
It is the best opportunity to really seek after the Holy Spirit to fill you.
擘饼聚会是让你好好的看一看这一位创造天地的主他是多么的爱你。
It gives you the opportunity to see how the God who creates heaven and earth loves you.
一个人在擘饼聚会中越能够享受神的同在和神的爱。
The more a person is able to enjoy the God's presence and His love at the Lord's table.
不是在擘饼聚会热闹，你知道吗
？It is not so exciting. It's not supposed to be exciting here.
擘饼聚会的祷告不应该是责任。
The prayers at the Lord's table is not supposed to be a responsibility.
也不应该是习惯。
Nor is it supposed to be just a habit.
是神的爱充满在里面。
It is God's love fills you up.
你忍不住啊。
That you cannot hold back, you can't control.
你必须把这个爱发表出来。
That you must express this love.
当你一次一次的学习来擘饼。
When you learn again and again what it means to be at the Lord's table.
怎么样在饼杯中去体会基督的爱。
How to enjoy God's love in the bread and the cup.
神的爱在你里面才会增长。
Only then will His love increase in you.
爱要增长不只是在主的饼杯面前。
The Lord's love not only increases before the bread and the cup.
神的爱有一个很奇妙的特点。
There's a very special characteristic.
About the love.
About the love of God.
世界上大部分的东西
most things in this world
你越给你就越少
the more you give the less you have
钞票是不是
for example money
你给了别人你自己就少
if when you give it to someone you have less of it yourself
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
神的爱有一个特点
God's love is special in this way
你越给
the more you give
你越多
the more you have
让我告诉你们一件事。
Let me tell you one thing.
什么人是有福气的人
？Who are the most blessed?
就是神的爱在你里面越多的人，你越有福气。
The more of the love of God you have in you, the more blessed you are.
因为你里面的爱越多的时候
，Because when the love increases in you,
什么事情你都觉得好
，You will feel that everything is so good.
万事要互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things are for the good of those who love the Lord.
什么事情都对你是有益的。
Everything will be good for you.
什么事情都让你觉得感谢赞美。
And everything you will want to pray and give thanks for.
因为什么呢
？Why so?
因为你里面爱神。
Because you love the Lord.
因为你里面爱很多。
Because you have so much love in you.
你有没有发现有一些人？
Do you find that some people?
随便跟他讲什么人
When you just mention whoever,
随便你跟他讲什么事
No matter what you talk, what are you talking about?
他永远会告诉你这里不好那里不好
He will always tell you this is not good and that's not right.
然后你看他那个脸永远就是苦瓜脸
And you will always find that they look bitter in their expressions.
为什么
why is that?
因为里面没有什么爱嘛
Because there's not much love in them.
所以就怎么样都苦嘛，万事要互相效力，叫不爱神的人受苦嘛。
So all things is for not for the all things is to cause those who does not love God to suffer.
听明白了没有
Do you understand?
万事要互相效力，是叫爱神的人得益处。
All things is for the good of those who love the Lord.
万事也会互相效力，叫不爱神的人受苦。
And all things will cause those who do not love the God to suffer.
人家讲你一句
So when someone says something about you
你不爱神
If you don't love the God
你就很苦
You'll be very bitter
不是一点点苦
Not just a little
发飙给人家看
But you probably blow up
你们见过这种人没有
Have you met these people?
很多嘛是不是
There are a lot
为什么
Why?
那里面没有爱嘛
Because there's no love
就苦嘛
So you're bitter
不是苦一天哦
Not just for a day
苦很久哦
Very long time
想起来就气哦
And whenever they think about it, they're upset
但是如果神的爱在里面呢
But if you have the love of God
别人说你什么
well, No matter what they say
哇好高兴啊
You're so happy
又有一个机会可以让我改得更好
There's another opportunity for me to change. How great is that?
哇神真好
God is so good to me
真爱我
He loves me.
他不会任凭我堕落下去。
He will not let me fall.
他不会让我自己瞎眼看不起自己的问题。
And he will not let me be blind so that I cannot see my own problems.
同样一件事。
The very same thing.
神的爱在里面增长充足的人。
For those who has love of God and increases overflows.
开心啊。
They're so full of joy.
还是开心啊。
They're joyful.
换了另外一个人。
But when you change it to someone else.
苦啊。
It's bitter.
苦死
and bitter to no end.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
我告诉你这个不只是讲到别人对你啊。
This is not just how others treat you.
连你的健康
But even, what about your health?
连你的工作
What about your work?
一样的
In the same way.
有些人怎么样都开心的
Some people are always joyful.
你们知道有一个美国的一个姊妹这个他是以前跳水的选手。
So there is a sister who was a diving champion.
后来他一跳水的时候从颈椎下面全身瘫痪。
So she had an accident where she was paralyzed from the neck on down.
这样的一个人。
So this person.
不是瘫痪一天两天哦。
It's not just paralyzed for a day or two.
不是不爱主哦。
It's not that she doesn't love the Lord.
很爱主哦。
She truly loves the Lord.
不是没有信心哦。
It's not that she doesn't have faith.
很有信心哦。
Has so much faith.
但是就一直瘫痪了。
But she's always paralyzed.
就是瘫痪了。
And it's paralyzed.
几十年下来啊。
For decades.
我有时候会想。
Sometimes I think to myself.
我身上痛哦。
I have some pain in my body.
痛的时候。
When I'm hurt.
我真的觉得神很不够意思啊。
When I'm hurting, I'm saying, God, why am I like this?
怎么不治一治我嘛
Can't you heal me?
啊，我常常觉得，哎呀，这个不好，那个不好。
A lot of times I feel this is not good, that's not good.
那痛很短，知道吗
？But the pain is so short term, temporary.
我还想到这个人瘫痪几十年呢。
But when I think about this individual being paralyzed for decades,
你想他会笑吗
Will that person laugh?
但是我告诉你
，But let me tell you this.
不久之前。
Not long ago.
有一个传道人去看他。
A pastor, a minister went to see her.
这个传道人回来，他在讲道的时候，他怎么说呢
？And what did this minister tell us when he was sharing?
我很少遇见一个信主的人像这个姐妹这么的快乐。
I have not met many Christians who are so joyful as this sister is.
说她的脸呢、啊、都会发光啊。
And her face is radiant.
你们现在左右旁边看看。
You could turn around and take a look.
你们旁边都什么脸？是发光的脸还是那个
？Do you have a lot of radiant faces next to you?
还是那个要死不活的脸
？Or just people who are looks very tired?
真的弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
神的爱
，God's love，
在我们里面
，when it's in us，
增长
，when it increases，
充足
，overflows。
哦， 这是我们一生最大的福气。
This is the greatest blessing in our life.
你在地上要追求什么？
What do you seek after when you're on this earth?
你想要什么？
What do you want?
有的人说工作好一点。
Some people say I want a better career.
有的人说退休的时候还有点钱。
Some people say when I retire I need to have some money.
如果说呢，你很不幸的到了我这个年龄。
But if for some reason, unfortunately, when you come to my age.
你知道我这个年龄在我们教会的这批人呢？
You know that at my age, for the people in church,
每天脑筋都在想什么，你知道吗？
You know what they think about every single day?
听说这个东西很养生呢。
I hear this is very good for your health.
你有没有听说这个穴道啊，弄以后会怎么样哦？
And have you heard if you do this, is, you know, how good it is for you?
每天就在那边想怎么把身体搞好一点。
Every day thinking about how you can be healthier.
我不是说身体好不重要。
I'm not saying that it's not important to be healthy.
但是我听到这些弟兄姊妹常常讲说，什么都是假的，只有健康最重要。
I hear people saying that everything is fake except your health.
我听了我就很生气。
So when I hear this, I'm very upset.
我说这是废话。
I think this is just rubbish.
我说全世界超过80%的自杀的人呢，都是身体很健康的。
In the whole world, over 80% of the people who commit suicide are healthy people.
真正那个插了管子躺在床上要死不活的，他死不了的那些人，他没有一个要死的。
And only those people on life support got all the tubes going and they're not, they don't die.
They don't want to die.
Okay, they don't want to die. Sorry.
They should die. 因为现在的医学害死人，你知道吗？
So the medical science today could really cause some serious problems.
现在的医生不是救你活。
And the doctor today doesn't really want to save you to live.
现在的医生是让你不要死，你知道吗？
Doctors, they don't want you to die.
花好多钱叫你不死。
They spend so much money to help you not to die.
健康最重要。
Health is very important.
不对的。
That's not important.
平安喜乐才最重要。
Peace and joy is the most important.
你怎么会有平安喜乐？
How do you have peace and joy?
要有神的爱。
You must have the love of God.
你里面没有神的爱啊。
If you don't have the love of God within you,
有钱没钱，健康生病一样的，都是一个臭脸。
If you have money, no money, healthy or not, it's the same way. You all look upset.
不相信你，今天回家再拿镜子看一看。
If you don't believe me, then go home and look in the mirror today.
保罗希望帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹在爱心增长到什么地步呢？
Paul hopes that the love, that these brothers just, that their love increases to a such extent.
说如同我们对你们一样。
Just like, how we are to you.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道我听到很多夫妻啊。
You know, I've heard about a lot of husbands and wives.
他们都希望对方在爱心上增长。
They always hope that the other will increase more in their love.
我听到很多做儿女的希望他父母在爱心上增长。
And I hear a lot of children want their parents to increase in their love.
或者我听到很多父母希望他们的孩子在爱心上增长。
Or I hear that parents want their children to increase in their love.
同工更是如此，是不是？
And I think it speaks true even more so for co-workers.
但是我们敢不敢希望别人用我们对他的爱作为他爱心增长的标准呢？
Do we dare to allow others to use our love as an example and as a model for how they treat us? Or how they grow?
爱心增长。
To increase in love.
好让他们，当我们主耶稣从他众圣徒来的时候
，verse 13，so that with all of his holy ones， sorry， may he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless when the holy in the presence of God。
NIV 的翻译
，an NIV translation，
还有我们中文和合版的翻译
，and the Chinese Union translation。
都把十三节当作好像是另外一个祈求。
It makes chapter verse 13 as if it's a different prayer.
可是，在原文中间
，in the original text，
十三节是十二节的一部分。
Verse 13 is a part of verse 12.
是讲到爱心充满后面会带下一个结果。
So that after love overflows, it brings forth a fruit, a result.
是让他们可以心里坚固。
So that the heart may be strengthened.
成为圣洁。
And become holy.
无可指责。
And blameless.
心里坚固。
To be strengthened in heart.
英文翻得很好, 就是坚固你们的心。
To strengthen your heart.
是谁来使人的心坚固呢?
Who causes man's heart to be strengthened?
是坚固什么东西呢?
And also to strengthen what?
是坚固,
it is God that causes man's heart to be strengthened.
我们的心是自己没有办法叫它坚固的。
We're incapable of strengthening our own heart.
但是神能够让我们的心坚固。
But God will cause our hearts to be strengthened.
心这个字,
the word heart,
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
有好多个不同的翻译。
There are many different translations.
讲到心思,
talks about the thoughts of the heart,
the mind,
the minds of the heart.
讲到, understanding,
understanding.
讲到 will, 我们的心智, 讲到我们的 motive, 动机, 甚至于讲到我们的,
,情感, emotion. Heart.
心。 其实在圣经里面就是指我们的soul.
So in the Bible it really refers to our soul.
我们的魂.
Our soul.
这是为什么许多讲圣经的人告诉我们,
that is why a lot of Bible scholars tell us.
我们的魂,
our soul.
是有理智,
it has intellect.
是有心, 意志,
it has a will.
是有情感,
it has emotion.
是因为在圣经里面我们的心就是包括了好多这方面的。
And it's because of this in the Bible, the heart represents all of these things.
魂是什么?
What is the soul?
其实魂就是我们里面的人。
The soul is the person that is within.
就是我。
It is me, it is I.
神要让我里面的人可以刚强起来。
So God wants this individual inside, wants me to be strengthened.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹,
so the brothers and sisters at Thessalonica,
他们信主不久,
they haven't trusted or believed in the Lord for very long.
外面有患难逼迫,
and there's sufferings and trials outside.
里面有试探诱惑,
and within there are temptations.
所以保罗特别为他们祷告,
so Paul especially prays for them.
盼望借着神的爱,
so that hopefully by the love of God,
在他们里面增长充足,
that it love may increase and overflow,
以至于他们里面的人可以刚强起来,
to such extent that the person inside them may be strengthened.
只有里面的人刚强起来,
only when the person inside is strengthened,
他才可能在圣洁上无可指责。
Can he be blameless in his holiness?
圣洁,
the holy, holiness.
是一个很重要的思想.
It's a very important concept.
它基本的意义,
the basic meaning is this.
就是分别出来单单归给神,
to be hallowed, to be separated, separated for God.
新约圣经中,
in the New Testament,
原文里面讲到圣洁可以有好几个不同的字,
and there are many different words that's used to speak of holiness.
一个是用来描写神本质的圣洁,
one is to explain the original, the holiness of God.
一个是用来描写我们在成为圣洁的那个过程,
and one speaks of the process that helps us to become holy.
另外一个是讲到说我们信主的人在基督里所得到的那个圣洁的地位,
and also the last speaks of our position in Christ as the holiness that we receive.
圣洁,
holiness.
圣洁不只是神的本性,
holiness is not just a character of God.
圣洁也是神对着他百姓的一个旨意和呼召,
and it is also a will and a calling to his people.
神自己是圣父,
God is a holy father.
儿子是圣子,
and the Son is the Holy Son.
灵是圣灵,
and the Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
那招你们的既是圣洁,
and those who call you is holy.
你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁,
and therefore be holy in all things that you do.
因为经上记着说, 你们要圣洁,
for the Bible says that you shall be holy, for I am holy.
圣洁在这里用的是一个地位上的问题,
and the holy here is representing our status.
这是为什么在圣经里面哥林多前书一章二节那里讲到说每一个信主的人都是圣徒,
and that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2 it says that every believer is a saint.
我们有了圣洁的地位,
once we have the status of being a saint,
我们这里面有了圣洁的生命,
if we have this holiness, this holy this life in us,
圣灵就会带领我们走一条圣洁的道路,
and the Holy Spirit will guide us on this path of holiness.
在这个圣洁的过程中,
and in this process of becoming holy,
圣洁的生命就从我们里面活出一个清洁的性情,
and the holy life in us will flow out this this life, the purity of life.
神的内在生命,
the internal life,
改变了以后,
Once our internal life is changed,
就会让我们外在的道德上 改变成为圣洁,
it will cause our externally and our actions to become holy.
哥林多后书七章一节这么说,
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7 verse 1 says,
亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们既有这等应许, 就当洁净自己, 除去身体灵魂一切的污秽, 敬畏神, 得与成圣。
Second Corinthians,
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates the body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of every reverence for God.
约翰福音17章17节说,
John chapter 17 verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣, 你的道就是真理。
Okay, it says that sanctify them by the truth, your word is truth.
我们在成圣的路程中,
on the path of sanctification.
一方面是里面圣灵生命的改变,
one side is to be changed within.
另外一方面是我们自己要有一个谦卑顺服的灵在外面配合,
and the second is we need to have a humble and willing spirit to cooperate.
而能够洁净我们的就是神的话,
that which can sanctify us is the word of God.
因为什么人的真正的外面的洁净是从心思里面开始的,
external sanctification starts from within the heart,
your mind.
Why?
而能够让我们的心思洁净的只有神的话,
that the only way we can be sanctifying our mind is through the word of God.
今天很多的人,
today a lot of people,
你听他讲的话,
if you listen closely to their words,
你就知道他这个心思里面很不洁净,
you'll find that their mind is unclean.
讲得很, 想的都是一些不好的东西,
and their thoughts is dirty, is filthy.
有一个年轻人跟我说,
told me this.
我也不喜欢这样,
I don't like this as well.
但是我怎么想都是想这些事,
but no matter what I think, I always think of these things.
你知道孩子们真的很可爱,
you know that children are very precious.
他很诚实,
they're honest.
不像我们这些大人想的坏事还不讲,
and not like the adults that when you think of something bad, you don't say it.
那怎么办?
But what happens? What do I do?
少年人用什么洁净自己的心思呢?
What do they use to sanctify and clean their heart, their mind?
唯一的办法,
the only way,
就是常常用主的话充满在你的脑筋里,
it is to fill their minds with the word of God.
只有主的话充满在我们的里面,
only when the word of God is filled in us,
我们才有能力从 心思中得以洁净,
only then do we have the can we be cleansed in our mind,
无可指责,
to be blameless.
在第二章第十节那里
In chapter 2 verse 10
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义无可指责
You are witnesses and so is God of how holy, righteous and blameless we are among you who believed.
那里所强调的是对这帖撒罗尼迦人而言保罗他们是无可指责的
The emphasis here is that towards the Thessalonians that Paul is blameless.
但是保罗同时也说有神做见证
And Paul also says that God is the witness.
所以他强调的是说不只是在人面前无可指责并且是在神面前也无可指责
So his emphasis is not only is he blameless before man but also blameless before God
那保罗在这里为着帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹祷告
So when Paul prays for the brothers and sisters here
让他们也能够无可指责
So that they too may be blameless
要能够无可指责
To be blameless
就必须是内里面的圣洁
It requires holiness within.
在言语和行为上
To be in both words and action, to be holy.
在这个弯曲悖谬的时代
In this twisted and wicked world,
做神无瑕疵的儿女
To be a blameless children of God.
在父神在我们父神面前
To be before the Heavenly Father.
一切出于神
All things are from God.
依靠神
To rely on him, depend upon him.
也必须把荣耀归给神。
And to give glory to him.
这里特别提醒一下。
Here he reminds us.
在原文里面。
That in the original text.
这里讲到说在我们父神。
Here he speaks of our Heavenly Father.
他其实说是在我们的神和我们的父。
It really speaks of our Father and our God.
意思是什么?
The meaning.
就是我们不只是在神的面前
Not only are we before God
其实我们在的这位神他是生命与我们连结在一起的父
But this God is the God who, Father who is connected to us in life
因为我们已经是神的儿女
For we are already his children
虽然我们是神的儿女
Therefore although we are his children
我们还是要站在神的面前交账
We must continue to stand before him and to give account for ourselves.
记得罗马书十四章第十节那里的话。
Remember Romans chapter 14 verse 4.
Verse 10.
你
这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。
You then, why do you judge your brother? Of why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat.
哥林多后书五章十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
因为叫我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things he's done while in the body, whether good or bad.
如果你还记得在第二章十九节，
If you remember in chapter 2 verse 19,
保罗说我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗
？For what is our hope and our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when He comes?
所以这里很清楚的让我们看到
，So here it clearly shows us，
主耶稣在在约翰福音五章二十二节到二十七节的教导。
That Jesus in the teaching is John chapter 5 verse 22 through 27.
告诉我们神的儿女将来是要在父神的面前又要在主耶稣的面前站立
He says that his children God's children will stand before God and Christ in the future
接受审判
To receive judgment to be accountable
当我们的主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候
So when our Lord comes with his disciples
He's all the saints
All the saints, sorry
这个来这个字
this come, this word
就是 parousia
It's parousia
我们在二章十九节已经看过这个字
In chapter 2 verse 19 we already seen this
讲到我们的主像君王一样的来临
So it speaks of our Lord coming as of a king
每一个信徒的盼望
That the hope of every believer
到那个时候
That at that time,
神在我们身上的工作已经
完成了。
That God has already completed His work in us.
因为他若显现
，For when He appears，
我们必要向他。
We must look towards Him.
约翰一书三章二节。
First John chapter three verse one. Verse two.
这不只是我们的盼望。
This is not only our hope.
这也是我们今生生活的一个动力。
But this is also our motive.
为什么我们在地上要成为圣洁无可责备？
Why do we need to be sanctified and to be blameless on earth?
因为我们知道有一天我们要面对我们的主。
For we know one day we will meet face to face with our Lord.
这里多了一句话是同他送圣徒。
For here it says that it's,
His Holy One.
相当
同耶稣和他的众圣徒 His Holy Ones.
Okay.
All the angels.
What is that? Every chapter 3 verse.
No. Chapter 3 verse 13.
Oh, okay.
Not here. In, First Thessalonians.
这个 Holy One 是谁呢?
So who is this Holy One?
在旧约圣经中
So in the Old Testament.
铁撒罗尼加撒利亚撒加利亚书十四章第五节。
Zechariah chapter 14 verse 16.
Verse 5.
耶和华我的神必降临，有一切圣者同来。
Jehovah my God, when He appear, will come with all His angels, holy angels.
Deuteronomy 三十三章二节，生命记三十三章二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 2.
耶和华从万万圣者中来临，从他右手为百姓传出烈火的律法。
这很辛苦啊，好多经文。
He said, "The Lord came from Sinai and dawned over them with seer. He shone forth from Mount Paran, came with myriads of holy ones from the south and from the mountain of the slopes."
在圣经中有很多很多的经节。
So in the Bible, there are a lot of verses.
不管是在诗篇
whether it's in Psalms,
不管是在但以理书
or in the Book of Daniel,
他都讲到一件事。
He always speaks of one thing.
当神来审判的时候
that when God comes forth for His judgment,
总是带着他的使者
He always brings His people, His messengers, His
天使
sorry, His angels.
第二世纪
in the second century,
的基督徒
the Christians then,
他们把旧约中许多的经文
they took a lot of verses from the Old Testament,
跟新约中
against the New Testament.
所有讲到 Parousia 的这些事
So they took all the verses from Old Testament and New Testament regarding Parousia.
把它摆在一起看一看
And when they place it together to take a, make a comparison.
他们发觉新约中一切关于主再来的事情的特点在旧约中都有描述
And they find that all the things that speaks of in the New Testament regarding the coming of Christ is in Old Testament.
唯一的差别是什么呢?
What is the only difference?
是在旧约中是讲到耶和华来临
In the Old Testament we speak of coming of Jehovah
而新约中是讲到主自己的来临
But in the New Testament speaks of the coming of Christ
这是给我们一个很强烈的证据
And this gives us very strong evidence
在早期教会的心目中
That in the old church, or church in the old times
耶稣就是耶和华
That Christ is Jehovah.
新约有很多的经文。
In the New Testament, there are a lot of passages.
我们没有时间去念了。
We don't have time to look at all of them.
但是我们可以很清楚地看到。
But we can clearly see.
这个圣者。
That the Holy One.
就是天使。
Is the angel.
但是还是有一些圣经学者。
But there's still some Bible scholars.
他们认为在保罗的书信中。
They feel that in Paul's letters.
圣者也可能是指着已经死的信徒。
The Holy One may also refer to the saints who have died.
那我个人之所以不接受这个解释
，So I don't quite accept this explanation.
是因为如果这是保罗的意思的话
because if this is truly the meaning of Paul,
那么保罗在第四章中间就不需要再讲那些死了的人的事。
Then in chapter 4, Paul no longer needs to speak of those who died.
当我们的主带着他的众天使一起来的时候,
So when our Lord comes with his heavenly host, the angels,
保罗盼望,
Paul hopes,
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹,
the brothers at Thessalonica,
他们里面的人刚强,
that they may be strengthened within,
当他们站在这一位圣洁的神面前的时候,
that when they stand before this holy God,
他们也是一样的圣洁,
that they too may be holy,
无可指责,
and blameless.
我们回想保罗的这一个祷告,
so when we think back of Paul's prayer,
我们发觉他不只是盼望与所爱的弟兄姐妹在一起,
not only does he hope to be with the brothers and sisters he loves,
他更盼望弟兄姐妹在爱心中能够增长,
but he hopes that they may increase in their love,
让他们的心被坚固到一个地步,
that their heart may be strengthened to such a point,
他们可以在圣洁中无可指责,
that they may be blameless in their holiness.
当主再来的时候,
so when the Lord comes,
他们真的能够像主一样,
that they too can truly be like the Lord.
这一个祷告,
this prayer,
跟保罗在第十节所说的,
compared to what he said in verse 10,
保罗的心,
that's Paul's heart,
完全相符合,
it is completely it's good.
保罗在第十节说,
in verse 10 Paul says,
他说他想见你们的面,
he said he looks prays earnestly to see them.
他讲到说, 盼望你们能够信心, 要补满你们信心的不足,
and to supply what is lacking in their faith.
你们信心哪三面, 哪三方面需要补满呢?
And which three points do they need satisfy?
圣洁,
the holiness,
爱心,
love,
主再来,
and the coming of the Lord.
但愿神用的这些话,
may the Lord use these words,
让我们每一个人,
so that each and every one of us,
在爱心上可以增长,
may increase in our love,
在里面的人刚强,
the may be strengthened within,
在圣洁上我们能够有见证,
and to have a testimony in our holiness,
一同盼望主的再来,
and to together we hope for the coming of Christ.
我们低头祷告,
let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父我们把你自己的话再一次献在你的手中,
Father, once again we lift your words into your hands,
我们恳切地求你,
and we earnestly pray to you,
圣灵用着这些话,
that the Holy Spirit may use these words,
让我们里面的人真的可以刚强起来,
so that we may be strengthened in ourselves.
但愿你的话,
may your word,
落在好土里,
may fall on fertile soil,
可以结实百倍,
that it may bear fruit and bear fruit 100 times.
让你的儿女们蒙恩典,
may your children be blessed,
让你得荣耀,
and may you be glorified.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名,
and we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.